How we doing, Glass?
Good morning.
How you doing there, Margaret?
I'm doing good.
Belated Happy New Year to you,
well,
my lady.
You too, sir. I hope you enjoyed watching all those games yesterday.
I did indeed. This is my first Sunday off for a while, and at home at least, and enjoyed it. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
A little bit different pace yesterday.
Excellent. Sounds great. And yesterday, big Colts victory as well.
Yeah.
Saturday, a big IU women's basketball victory. Saturday, a big IU men's basketball victory, but we'll start out with the prep folks. They were under the hot lights of the spotlights. The 68th meeting of the city, North and South, Friday night right here on the airwaves, Joe. And what looked to be a blowout at halftime, 34-14, turned into a cat fight as we thought it would be in the second half. But the Panthers, ranked 11th in the state, come out on top, and they'll get us kicked off here on a Monday morning.
Yeah, number 11 South certainly ratcheted up the defense. The North, too much of Johnny Jaeger and a filled house. Watched South win by 13 against the Cougars Friday night, starting the week tomorrow night hosting Columbus East. South looks to maybe climb into the top 10 this week when the polls come out a little bit later this week. It's 6th straight win, a 20-point lead that got down to 8 two times in the second half, but missed free throws and overall 29% shooting did the Cougars in and ended their 5-game winning streak. But they did start anew, did North. They went on the road and won at Northview Saturday night. Malik LaFoon had 22. So the Cougs start a new week, 10-3. They'll be hosting Martinsville Friday night. Jaeger put a dagger, 16 points in the second quarter, 16 of his 21 back on Friday night to help the Panthers win their 8th of 10 games. They'll be hosting the Olympians, as I say, tomorrow night, kicking off its week. Edgewood has Cloverdale on the road tomorrow night at 7-3. The Mustangs of Dave Mahurin, a weekend sweep of South Vermillion and South Putnam. Austin Renard had a 31-point, 12-rebound weekend. Braden Patton had a strong effort off the bench Saturday night with 14 points and 9 boards. Edgewood will host South in our broadcast game Friday night at 7:30. Elsewhere on the girls' side, South starts the week 9-4 after losing its first Conference Indiana game to Franklin Central. North is 2-14. Edgewood plays tonight. They're 9-8. They are over at Monrovia. They get Erin Sherfield back, which is good news. She's been out of the starting lineup, the leading Mustang scorer with a wrist injury for well before Christmas. Edgewood is 9-8 overall. New school record for senior diver Colton Mossberger of Edgewood, who won the Bloomington North diving invite with over 436 points for 11 dives, setting a new Mustang record that have been on the books for 16 years. Junior Maggie Gates of South won the girls' title, piling up over 389 points. North sophomore Alicia DeMars was third, and I might make mention that Cougar junior Sean Stafford finished third for the boys. Earlier in the week, David Bright was in on 4 event wins, but North lost to tough Columbus North. Sophomore Alan Beeson won his first career 100 backstroke event and also was in on the winning 200 medley relay. And mentioning Alicia DeMar, she won the girls diving event in that loss to the Lady Bulldogs. Terre Haute South swept Edgewood last week in the pool. Senior Michael Gossett, though, was in on 2 event wins, the 2 and 500 freeze. Sophomore Mallory Fisher had a PR, winning the diving, and senior Sammy Roberts the 100 fly. South's trio of senior Brennan Barlow at 145, senior Chase Webb at 170, and freshman 106-pounder Noah Hunt, all 4-0 at the Belmont Invitational over the weekend. The 19th-ranked Panthers of Mike Runyon split 4 matches. Edgewood, by the way, will be hosting Bloomington North tomorrow night on the mats. Freshman Brittany LaFoon was 3rd on the floor and 4th in beam. North lost its gymnastics season opener to Columbus North, and they swing back into action tonight, hosting a city rival South. Activity will start at 7 o'clock. We also have the Panthers swimmers hosting BNL to kick off the week as well. David Glass will kick off your week in the zone, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
And Joe will get ready for the big AFC championship game coming up on Sunday.
Got that right. That'll be the bottom half of a big doubleheader we'll cover, starting with that NFC title game out in Seattle with Green Bay. So a big Sunday of football coming up ahead next weekend. But boy, watching it and that 8-minute drive really put the period exclamation point on all of the happenings. But
didn't even play perfectly.
Oh, I tell you what, the the defensive secondary uptight on those receivers, knowing what they were going to get, and that was the short dump stuff, and took away everything that Denver wanted to do, didn't they?
Peyton Manning was 6 of 21 in passes that traveled more than 5 yards in the air. Yikes.
Yeah, he's having problems,
yikes,
isn't he?
Yeah, they couldn't run the ball either, so Indiana's
defense. No, I tell you what, you know, you go in there and they win by a lot out there, and to hold them total offense-wise under 300 yards, that's a statement both offensively and defensively.
Andrew Luck's first playoff game as a Colt,
he's
on the
good,
road as a victor. Not bad.
Huh?
Not bad. He might develop into something. I think
proper
diet and exercise, and he'll be just fine.
How about winning his first AFC title? That'll probably start due for starters.
Let's just put this in perspective quickly. That was Peyton Manning's 9th one and done. This will be Tom Brady's 9th AFC championship game coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are facts, folks. Do what you want with them.
Yep.
We'll get caught up at 8:45 to talk about a Hoosier game. Joe, the last 3 minutes and 37 seconds of Indiana-Ohio State on Saturday lasted 30 minutes and 42 seconds of real time.
It
and
was
it
crazy.
Also was void of a field goal by Indiana, but they used the free throw line, and they D'd up, and the women D'd up as well.
And we'll talk about victorious Hoosiers and TV Ted Valentine coming back at 8:45.
Oh, yeah.
8:49 at WGCL. It's Monday morning. That means Joe Smith time here. Smitty, good morning. Bring some
morning.
Sunshine to us.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello, Margaret.
Great
it's
sports
still
weekend,
raining,
Joe.
Though.
Yeah.
Great sports weekend.
Can't shovel rain, right?
No, you don't have to shovel it. And after the Colts'
okay
big
that.
Win, after the Hoosiers' big win, after the Hoosier women' big win, everybody had a big win.
Yep.
Over the weekend. And let's start with the 11-2 now against top 25 Big Ten opponents on the Assembly Hall court for Tom Crean's Indiana Hoosiers over his tenure. But we know, Joe, they play great against ranked opponents. We just need to find that consistent effort. Home opponent doesn't matter if there's a number in front of it. And Troy Williams showed us on Monday one Troy Williams, on Saturday another one, and I think I know which one I like better.
Well, Troy Williams brought his energy, and Indiana brought its defense with rebounding at both ends. And, I tell you, a bench core that scored well in a much-needed win in the home Big Ten opener Saturday against 20th-ranked Ohio State, winning that one by 3. Yogi Ferrell closed out the Buckeyes with 4 straight free throws the final 21 seconds to secure things. And earlier, James Blackman Jr. hit 5 from the line of his second-half 16 points, as he snapped a shooting slump, scoring 16 of his 18 in the second half, not to mention 7 rebounds. Indiana was a plus 9 on the boards, good for 19 second-chance points. The bench, as I mentioned, buoyed by Nick Zeitzloff, Colin Hartman, and Emmett Holt, the latter two with 13 rebounds. Holt, a career-high 7. Hartman had a career-high 3 blocks. Williams had a career-best 12 boards to complete his second career double with 15 points. Ohio State hit only 34%, only 3 of 21 from behind the line, as the Hoosiers dominated defensively. Now, the question, will we see if we can sustain things with regards to mental toughness? Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Penn State, who beat the Hoosiers a year ago on a last-second shot after Indiana blew a big lead late in the ball game. Nittany Lions winless in 3 to start the Big Ten, so as good as any opponent to see if the Hoosiers can't sustain and build a little success in the standings, which also includes a road stop for IU Sunday at 1-3 Illinois. Terry Morin's women completed the Hoosier bounce back on the weekend. They moved to 12-4 and 2-3 in the Big Ten Sunday, drubbing Wisconsin 69-52, turning 21 turnovers into 23 points. The Hoosiers had 5 in double figures. The bench scored 21 points. Alexis Cassian, who made her first start of the year, had a career-high 16 rebounds to go along with 7 points. The Hoosiers went on a first half 19-3 run to lead by 13 and a half. Then the lead grew as large as 18, Indiana winning by 17. They'll play at Minnesota Sunday. The Gopher women losing its first league game in a battle for first place with Maryland Sunday up in Minneapolis. Maryland, the lone Big Ten women's unbeaten. Minnesota is 14-2. It was a rough weekend for the Hoosier wrestlers of Dwayne Goldman, losing to 4th-ranked Penn State and number 9 Illinois, but 165-pound redshirt senior Taylor Walsh got the only Indiana point. points over the weekend with a couple of more wins. He's now 24-2 on the year. In the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls kicking off your sports week tonight at 6.
Smitty, great stuff as always. And how about the Illinois, just keeping an eye on them. Revonte Rice broke his hand. He's out 3 to 6 weeks, Illinois' leading scorer. They only scored, I think, 43 points last night at Nebraska, so the Illini struggling after getting off to a good start. Wisconsin falls at Rutgers last night, one of three top 10 teams to lose yesterday in college basketball. Yeah. But Bucky Badger did not have Frank Kaminsky. He was out in street clothes with the concussion-like syndromes, and Trayvon Jackson missed most of that game with a foot injury.
Right.
So Wisconsin still led by 11 or 12 at halftime. They couldn't close out Rutgers. So, again, road wins in the Big Ten, tough to come by. And the Penn State Nittany Lions should have Indiana's attention tomorrow when they come
should.
To town after losing last year, as you mentioned. Indiana had two road wins last year. I've been saying one. That's wrong. They did beat Penn State, their first road game of the year last year, and Northwestern. So, and Indiana did split with Penn State, just the wrong side of things. But I think Andrew Luck was the story. The Colts defense might be the bigger story here, Joe. The quarterbacks get a lot of the credit. They get a lot of the credit when it goes well, and a lot of credit, or the opposite, a lot when it goes poorly. But Indianapolis' defense did not give Peyton Manning any throwing lanes. The front seven got really good pressure. The defensive secondary shut down what they needed to shut down. It was a great performance, and we'll have all that action for you coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. A big Sunday of, championship Sunday.
How about this, Joe? 1 o'clock, Indiana, Illinois. 3 o'clock, the NFC, and 6 o'clock or 6:30, the AFC.
Well, be glad to be back home after an Indiana win to see the Colts win.
You'll get home just in time, and on your other TV, you'll have the Sony Open final round going on until about 9 o'clock. So we'll have a busy weekend to get taken care of all that. Reds Caravan's in town a week from Saturday as well, 10:30 to 1:30 at the College Mall on the 24th. We'll miss you this week on Sports Talk because we've got the home basketball game, but we'll look forward to Friday night's high school game as well.
Well, we have South and Edgewood, and both teams play Tuesday night games. Panthers host Columbus East, and Edgewood goes on the road at Cloverdale, so they'll sneak games in on Tuesday. Edgewood starts the week 7-3, South 8-2. We look to see the Panthers in the top 10 prior to that tip-off tomorrow night, and that'll be our Friday game, Edgewood hosting South.